Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wolosoff. And we really have had a great time so far, but everybody knows the highlight of the day is the Christina Liu show. And in fact, Ruth said earlier to me she was so amazed that it didn't go for the full 2 hours. She said the Christina Liu show is only for a half hour. That's ridiculous. And we had the legislator, Sheila Bino, on first, who is really a wonderful, wonderful community leader.
To put it mildly.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a credit to her constituents who I voted her in. And we definitely will have Sheila on again because her message is not just for her community. Her message is a life message. Mm-hmm. And people should listen to Sheila and pay attention. And then we had Diane on, who's a cook and actually has been on the show before. And just giving us some tips and ideas for the holidays. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we realized just be yourself. Invite people over, share, you know, and be friendly. And I was looking at going through Diane's stuff, and there's a woman who went through her diet. She's 116 years old. She lives in Russia. Her basic diet is eggs.
And vodka.
No, not vodka. Her basic diet is eggs.
Maybe and vodka. Maybe you're right.
But and it's amazing. And she's 116 years old.
So just all kinds of eggs?
Mostly from Russia.
It is.
You've heard of a long-living people before, and they're usually from Russia.
Many times. Hmm. But what else? Did you think there's any other significance to 116?
I don't know.
Come on, Ruth. Work with me. Ruth?
I can't think of anything.
Christina's birthday.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I have a memory problem, but I forgot. So a happy pre-birthday.
Yes. Happy 116 days.
Ruth, if you want to stay on the list to co-host, please get with
the
game.
Write that down, Ruth. 116 days. Oh boy, we are rapidly approaching.
Are you counting, Christina?
John provides me a countdown every year, which is great. So, and then I go home and I tell my whole family. So I just want to remind everyone. John gave the number, but yes, it's the holiday season. It was great to learn about some cooking for the holidays. I just can't believe that it's already here, the holiday season. But also tied in with the holiday season, this December is the 10-year anniversary of Project Independence. So the past couple of months, we've really been focusing on just kind of putting everything together to really celebrate this great accomplishment. And the pioneer should be in homes next week.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So I want everyone to check.
That's
so hopefully
to look forward to.
Yeah, so I just reached out to the mailing house. They said it should be, you know, at the post office next week. So I know it gets a little tricky with the holiday mail. So just stay tuned for that. And it's all geared towards the 10-year celebration, which is just really exciting. You know, there's a timeline of all the accomplishments that Project Independence has had over the years, and it's just it blows your mind because you forget, you know, and just in 10 years everything. And then we have an interview also in there with Paula Yule, who is the deputy commissioner of our department, who was one of the first staff people when Project Independence started.
Ah.
One of the original Project Independence nurses also. So we did an interview with them that was really fun. And, you know, there's a transportation article and all of our programs and services. So it's just to remind people of all the great stuff that Project Independence does. And it's just very exciting. And I'm proud that I have been here for a lot of those years. And I started off as an intern here. And it's just it's fun to kind of see the journey of things and all the
I think you should be proud.
It's a great program. And it's, you know, the people that are involved in it all, you know, from the higher ups in the, you know, supervisor to the elected officials and all of our partners. It's really it's just the collaboration of Project Independence that really makes it quite special. So a shout out to all of our partners and our members and everyone that makes PI great. And to really showcase this, I had to put together a lot of statistics for the supervisor for one of the events that we're having. And it was just amazing to see that, you know, this year alone, so as of November 30th, Project Independence has received 24,366 SRs.
Wow.
Which is 40% of all of the town SRs, which is just astonishing. And our social workers and our nurses have provided just this year over 25,000 units of service. So that's everything from counseling to, you know, blood pressure screenings, medication management. It's really just amazing. And we, as of November 30th, have 11,819 members.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yes, and that's, and every day, you know, I mean, in the office, more surveys come in and more people register. So
looking at the timeline, that's why Project Independence just can't be picked up someplace.
Yeah.
How this evolved month after month in a grant and a transportation.
It was, you know, and that's what it's just, you know, we were actually talking about it in the office. I said, it's just the way Project Independence came about, because every town's like, oh, how, you know, we want to replicate this. But it's, you know, there's so many different components to it. And it was really done, you know, in such a wonderful way. I mean, Madge Kaplan was, you know, the founder of it. And then Evelyn Roth came in, and then John came in, all the way to now Judy, you know, and all the people in our department that work on this. And it was done in this, you know, gradual thing to make sure that it was going to be a success, which it is. And it's still growing. There's new programs.
And now you have people that want to get involved. You
right.
had to go out and find a partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now the partners want.
Right, absolutely. You know, and we just celebrated not that long ago the 100,000th trip for taxi transportation. And now we have over 205,000 rides, which is round trip rides, which it blows your mind with a taxi.
It is amazing.
It really, you know, and then, you know, the whole point of this program is that we listen to the residents of the town, you know, and that's
right.
I think, you know, they gear what programs we do and, you know, what is needed to age in place. I mean, that's the goal, is to keep you in your home if that's what you would like to do. So it's very exciting. So stay tuned to all the fun Project Independence 10-year things that will be occurring, which is great. And also, this is hot off the presses that John was involved in, the Project Independence Project Safe program. We did a TV series, and Project Safe is, what does it stand for, John?
Seniors Against Financial Exploitation.
So we've, John.
Very important.
Yes, and John spearheads this program, and we've, you know, originally it was at different presentations, but we decided let's videotape this with the town cable station so it could be aired and, you know, people can see it all the time. So I just was notified that it's now been airing on the town cable station.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
And it's also available on the Town of North Hempstead YouTube channel.
What is the cable station?
The numbers, you know, it's 60. Do you know what the...
You're in great net. You have cable,
yeah,
or
great,
Fios?
Yeah, because
it's cable.
I could find out for you because there's a couple of different things. It depends on if you have Verizon or Optimum. But if you go to YouTube, if you have access to the computer, if you go to, you know, YouTube and you type in Town of North Hempstead, it'll pop right up.
Oh, okay.
And there's three different videos. So you want to tell us a little bit about the videos that you did, John?
We did three videos. We did one with somebody from the Attorney General's office in reference to scams. We did one with...
Is that Eric Schneiderman?
Yes. Actually, Tony Logue, who is the Long Island representative. She's an assistant attorney general. We did one with Ann Margaret Carosa, who's an elder law attorney and estate planning specialist, on things to take care of. And then we did one with Dr. Kisco, who is from Northwell, who I think is going to be on the radio soon.
Yes, she's coming up in the next week or couple weeks.
Okay, and she was wonderful.
What is her specialty?
Geriatrics, and she's studying to be a fellow within the whole geriatric community, gerontology being her number, you know, one focus. And at the end of it, honestly, it was three different segments, all full of information, very, very good information for seniors just to watch themselves. At the end of the day, especially around the holidays, but it happens anytime, the simplest scam that they come to try to take advantage of a senior because you're vulnerable and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are.
And I think this subject, you know, goes outside the whole realm, even of just seniors. You know, it's such, and that's why we were happy to partner with the TV station on taping this, because it's something that's timeless, and these tips make such a huge difference. So I really encourage everyone to check that out. They came out wonderful. John did a fabulous job.
Thank you. It was fun.
Do you know when it's going to air? When do you know when it's going to air?
They've been airing. So all week they've been playing. And they repeat a lot on the actual cable station. But, you know, like I said, it's also just if you just go to YouTube, it's permanently up there. So you could check that out, too. So kudos, John, for
Project
Safe.
Thank you.
It was great. Also coming up is the Winter Wonderland Train and Light Show that's going to be from December 18th to December 22nd. This is going to take place at the historic Clark House at Clark Botanic Garden, Albertson. The event sponsored by Bethpage Federal Credit Union that does a lot of wonderful sponsoring for North Hempstead programs. There's going to be a holiday train show And it's really nice because it's been donated by Willis Hobbies, and there'll be holiday lights all in the garden. The garden is stunning over there, so
beautiful.
I can only imagine what it looks like all lit up.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, so it's really, I think it's definitely a great place for a holiday event. There'll be all kinds of family-friendly activities, a large ride on train for children, holiday storytelling, crafts, stargazing, and much more. So it's a really wonderful program. I encourage everyone to check it out. Call 311 if you need any information about that, because we love these programs that the whole town could be involved. I mean, the whole family can be
involved. We went last year. I took my grandson last year. It was wonderful, like in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So the lights you don't appreciate as much. But it makes no difference because the train and we run it around. It was fun. They have a great time.
I think it's mostly for children.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice for the whole family, you know, because there's all different kinds of little events going on. So
right.
It's definitely something wonderful to check out. And who doesn't like looking at Christmas lights? That's one of my favorite things. Come to my house and check it out. It's all decked out with lights.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes. You could check out.
I haven't checked out.
I didn't take all the pictures of my wonderful lights yet. I have to do that. I've been waiting for the right time. But my husband and I did quite the job at our house. So it's fun. Get in the holiday spirit. Get out there and mingle with your neighbors. Also, it is wrapping up is the town's third annual Veterans Donation Drive. They are doing their first trip to drop off boxes to the Northport Veterans Medical Center tomorrow, actually. So I'm sure there's tons and tons of items. They get a lot of donations. There's personal care items, clothing. There was a bunch of boxes throughout locations in the town. So they probably can take some more stuff if you are looking to. But it's one of the great initiatives that came out of the Veterans Advisory Committee.
Okay.
So it's really wonderful. And the town is doing a lot for veterans. So it's very exciting. So if you have any questions about that, please call 311 and they can give you more information on that as well.
Terrific. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break here because we're going into our last segment of the Christine Luce Show. And I just need a moment to myself before we say goodbye. No. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.